Hi guys.
Hi.
What's up? Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. This is Isabel, and for today I am recording alone. I haven't done this in so long. I don't even remember the last episode. Nah, it's just me alone. I'll check it later. But guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, I think a lot of people may see na parang I have this kind of setup. This is actually my setup nung bago-bago pa ako. I mean, I'm still new to this also, but when I release yung mga older episodes ko, this is my setup. Cause recently the mic, cause before this, the mic I was using was the portable mic or yung mic na I can just carry around, so I can record sa living room or sa kitchen or in my sister's room or whatever. But this one kasi, this mic that I have, this is actually the first mic I had. Parang nakakabit siya sa desk ko, so you can't really bring it around. So yun. Also, it took me like an hour to fix this. I had to bring my yung sound card or whatever. I forgot how to do this, guys. I swear, it's been so long. Yeah, it took me like an hour, and I think this is my second time recording. Parang yung isa ko ata, parang walang sound or whatever. So yeah, it's a bit awkward. Also, the headset that I'm using is different. It's a really, really old one. Cause, here, I'm showing it. This is what I use, but I can't find the cord that fits with the sound card. That's why it actually took me so long, because I couldn't find the correct cord that can fit with my sound card. So, that sucks. So, I'm using this. I mean, I wish the quality of this is gonna turn out fine. If not, oh my gosh. I swear, this is my second time recording. How are you guys? Oh my gosh. I'm feeling medyo madal-dal today. That's why I'm recording. For today's episode, I actually have a topic in mind na. I actually have an outline. Not really an outline, I just wrote words so that I won't forget. Guys, by the way, this is how I write my outline sa mga pag nagre-record ako, like, I just write words. Like, I can't say now because my topic will be a surprise, but I just write words. Anyway, I'll do a little update first. Today is January 22. I don't know when I'll upload this, but it's January 22, 2022. We haven't had class since before Christmas break. Because parang of health break. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. Yeah, but we'll have class next week, this Monday. So, and parang it's our project week or like project month or something. But basta we have a lot of things to do. That's why I'm also a bit busy. But recently, currently I'm watching Our Beloved Summer. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry if naririnig yung car, paalis ata mom. Oh my gosh, I think it's very hurt. Anyway, Our Beloved Summer, oh my gosh, next week na yung last two episodes niya. So yeah, which is nice para hindi siya mag-overlap with my studies kung matatapos na siya next week. Also, I finished the first two seasons of The Penthouse. It's very similar to Sky Castle. Very, very similar. Pero mas wild tong Penthouse. Grabe. It's three seasons, but I only watched the first episode of the latest season. So, yun. I'm still collecting albums. And I still have money, don't worry. But start pa lang ng January! Ang dami ko lang nakbili! like it's January 22 pa lang and grabe na yung spendings ko. That's why I also, I think in the previous episode you mentioned about the budget tracker now we're gonna do, which I'm actually like consistent on, but it's really, even though I have a budget tracker, like ang dami ko pa rin spendings. Help. Wait, I have to put pala here. I got my allowance recently. Wait. Okay, sorry. What else? So yun, we're gonna have class next week. I've been training also. Like, even though it's our health break. Yung mga hindi nagkasakit, I mean, we have to train. So, we train MWF. Every MWF. So, ayun. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I stopped my recording and I'm resuming it again. Nag-text kasi mom ko. Anyway, where did I stop? Oh my god. Where did I stop? Oh, my training. Yeah, we've been training MWF, which I'm very active on. Because, well, no. I like training. I mean, that's my form of exercise right now. So yeah. What else? I don't know what else. Oh, recently, I've been practicing on my latte art. It's coffee. So yun, I've been, ano ba tawag doon? Foaming. What's the process of making foam? Foaming. Yeah, whatever. Basta yung foam. Sa coffee, tapos gagawa ka ng art. So, I've been into that. Parang this is my second week practicing. There are times that, you know, di ko siya nagagawa. Pero recently, I've been doing great. I've been learning a lot. Nakagawa ko ng heart. But it's a bit ugly and it looks like a butt. what else? I tried to do a leaf. It wasn't perfect, but then it was good. Wait, if you're watching on YouTube, I think I'll paste mga pictures here. But anyway, so yon, since we're talking about coffee, this episode will be all about coffee. I think you already know because of the title. But yon, I have here my coffee. Recently, I've been drinking hot coffee because ayun nga, I've been foaming. Eh, that's hot. Ooh, sarap. So, we'll talk about everything about coffee today because if you guys don't know, I'm not really addicted to coffee. I just take coffee seriously. So, yeah, I think I'm addicted to coffee. What? Wait. So, yan. I don't really have an outline, I just have words here like French press, barista, Starbucks. So I don't know where to start. I think I'll start like how I started drinking coffee. I started drinking coffee when? I think it was pag nagsa-Starbucks kami. Like, when I was a kid, siguro, I would get, like, the vanilla frap lang or the caramel frap. Yung walang coffee-coffee. But then, when I grew older, tapos nagsa-Starbucks lang kami alone or without my parents or with my friends, I get mga mocha-mocha. Ayun, kasi that has coffee, caramel macchiato, and all that. So, that's how I started drinking coffee. But then, I think at that age, I didn't really get it yet. I thought I was just drinking frap. Kasi if you drink mocha, if you drink, ano ba, mga frap na may coffee, you won't really taste the coffee, I believe. I mean, as of my experience when I was a kid, that was the case. So, yun. That's how I started. I think I started to Starbucks because we didn't really have like a coffee machine. My mom doesn't drink coffee, so wala kaming mga instant coffee at home or anything similar to that. So yun. I think even though my mom doesn't drink coffee, I know, I believe we got our coffee from, we got our, yeah, coffee addiction or something from our grandma, from our lola, because she drinks coffee like every day with pandesal pa yon. So yun. Oh, I miss her. But yeah, I think I got it from her. We got it from her, 'cause my mom doesn't drink coffee, which is so weird, 'cause we love coffee. So yun. That was my start. Starbucks. Ano pa ba? Kasi nga, hindi umakyat sa bahay yung instant coffee and all that. Where pa ba? I tried the Krispy Kreme coffee. Coffee. Ano pa ba? Yung mga Each Cafe, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, ganon. That's where I started. And then, grabe. I'll talk about this later. Wait, I'll write it. Pero the spending, grabe, the money I put on with those coffee, it's, I cannot even believe. Because right now, we have our coffee machine, and grabe yung titipid mo. Especially ngayon, probably if you want coffee from outside, may delivery fee pa yan if you want to stay at home. Pero yun, but before that, okay, so yeah, we have a coffee machine right now. So, oh my gosh, sorry, kasi ang gulo, wala talaga akong outline for this. I just wanted to talk about coffee, guys. Before that, ayun nga, to Starbucks, I remember, nung nasa Vermosa na kami, we would go to Starbucks every single morning. If not Starbucks, McDo Coffee, kasi magkatabi lang sila. So, pag medyo broke kami, pag medyo nagtitipid kami, and you want good coffee, we go to McDo. But if we're feeling bougie or whatever, we go to Starbucks. We don't really care kasi magkatabi lang sila. So, the distance is not a problem. So, yun, every single morning yun, nasa Starbucks kami. So, imagine, 200 for one day. Grabe, grabe yung natitipid namin with our coffee machine right now. Pero yun, I would usually get caramel macchiato. If not coffee, pero if not coffee, I would get matcha kasi may caffeine pa rin yun. But you know, McDo really has good coffee. But I don't know. I think it's not instant coffee because I know they have a cafe area there. I hope it's not instant. Guys, I love coffee, but don't judge me. I don't really like instant coffee. I did a few times try instant coffee, but it tastes like sugar for me. And ako pa naman, I can drink black coffee. I don't like super sweet coffee. Like one pump of ano lang, of vanilla or sweetener or something. But I can drink black coffee. Instant coffee tastes like sugar. Pure sugar. For me, at least. For me. That's why I don't like instant coffee. Also, I can't drink instant coffee right now because I have PCOS and our doctor said we can't drink instant coffee. So, that's not really a problem for us because we don't really drink instant coffee. So, yes. Yes to freshly brewed coffee. So, yun. Ano pa ba? So, yun. Nag-pandemic. So we can't really go to Starbucks or to McDo or to Each. So bumili kami ng French, no, hindi kami bumili ng French press. My friend, shout out to Rafa, gifted me a French press kasi nasa wishlist ko siya. So he gifted me a French press. I love you so much, Rafa. It's still with me. But yeah, I still use it. I still use it sometimes. Yun. Before we had our machine, we were making coffee with our French press, which was so difficult. It took us months to perfect the consistency or to perfect the coffee that we really want. French press is really hard. We really had to measure everything, the amount of water, the amount of grounds, how fine the grounds are, kasi may specific yun eh. There's a specific ground size for each coffee maker. Machine ba yan, drip, or French press, or anything. I know that there's a specific ground size. Kasi mas fine, alam ko mas fine yung ground size ng coffee, ng beans, pag machine. And if you're making espresso using a machine compared to French press. Anyway, ayun, it was really hard for us. Pero at the end, napaperfect namin. Kailangan concentrated siya or whatever, I don't even remember. But yeah, tapos in-overnight pa namin yon. So if you want coffee in the morning, we had to press coffee the night before. So, ganon kami gumawa ng coffee for one year in the pandemic. Ganon. And then, no, actually, parang I got the French press even before the pandemic. Kasi I remember I brought it to camp pa. So, yun. Basta yun. We used French press until na-convince namin yung mom namin to buy a coffee machine. So our coffee machine right now is Breville Barista. I don't know the exact name. Basta it's Barista Breville coffee machine. Basta may barista siya. And the brand is Breville. So lookout na lang. Wait, sige. If you're watching YouTube, I'll put a picture here. If not, search na lang. But ngayon, where did I stop? Oh my god. The inclusions nyon, so, kasi may different machines, diba? May ibang machine na for espresso lang, walang grinder, meron, walang pang froth, or anything. Froth! Froth is the word! If you want to do foam, frothing. Oh my god. Thank you, Lord. yon. So, anyway, yung machine namin, it has a grinder. It has an espresso, so for espresso maker or whatever, malamang espresso maker nga. So it has single shot and it has double shot, and it has a frother. So yun, may iba kasi na may ibang machine na pods yung gamit, may ibang machine na walang grinder or walang grinder and frother. So yun, maganda. Our machine is nice. If you wanna know, check nyo na lang yung price. But it's a bit pricey. But then, it's a good investment, guys. As in, grabe yung natitipid namin with our coffee. If you use the machine compared to buying somewhere else. Also, freshly grind lahat ng coffee namin. Lahat ng beans namin, kaya perfect. Ayun, so yun, na-convince namin yung mom namin, even though she doesn't drink coffee, she knows that we drink coffee, she accepts us. She knows we drink coffee. Oh my gosh, guys, nalobat ako, buti, nakita ko. So, I'm charging, nalobat yung sound card ko, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. Buti na lang, nakita ko, na-pause ko tong video para mag-save siya. So, now I'm recording again. Ah, I hate this! Gamit, it's been so long talaga. I haven't used the sound card in so long. I thought it was charged. Okay, nababaliw na ako. Pero did I stop? Okay, I stopped sa convincing my mom. Convincing my mom to buy us, ayun, the Breville. Huh? Is that where I stop? Basta ayun. Right now, currently, we're using our machine, our Breville machine, to make coffee. So, what we do, actually, we buy whole beans. everything we make is freshly ground. We don't grind it and then make coffee. As in, nasa jars yung mga coffee namin. Tapos we only measure, we measure it, then we put it sa grinder, and then we make coffee. Because I know some people who has, you know, a grinder, they put all their coffee beans sa grinder nila para they don't keep on, you know, putting and putting. But us kasi, we measure it first, we measure it, and then we put, and then, yon. So yon, recently, napaperfect ko yung espresso ko. At first, it was so hard to use the machine. I mean, in making espresso. Kasi, we, of course, in every espresso, we want a good crema. We want good crema. It was hard to make crema at first. Ayun lang actually yung gusto namin magawa. To make good crema. At times, nakakagawa kami ng no crema na espresso, which is so sad. Minsan, nakakagawa kami ng burnt crema, which is too strong and too burnt. So, yun. Actually, itong coffee ko ngayon, medyo burnt yung crema. Pero, napaperfect ko na siya. Don't worry. Honestly, it depends. In our experience, it depends sa type of coffee. So, in a while, I'll show you the beans that we use, that na-try namin, but it's not complete yung iba natapon na namin. But ayun, it depends sa ground size, it depends sa type of coffee bean, it depends kung single shot magagawin mo or double shot. It depends sa amount ng beans, actually. So, for example, the beans we use right now, if you're watching, you should go watch the YouTube version of this kasi I'm showing all our beans. So, we're using... Ito pala camera. Ay, hindi kita. Ito yung coffee beans namin ngayon. We're using... The type of blend is Arabica or Robusta. It's dark roast and it's the brand Silk Cafe. And the title is... The name is Espresso Blend. So, this is what we've been using. Meron kami another downstairs. Yeah, but this is what we're using right now. So, etong grinds nito, if we use our grinder, actually, kasi hindi kami nag-single shot eh. Kaya, we don't really know the exact amount pag mga single shot. Pero, ang double shot nito is 18 grams strictly for good crema. As in, pag nag 19 grams ka, magiging burnt. Magiging magbo-burn yung crema mo. And if less than 18, baka konti lang or wala kang crema. So, sobrang specific. Actually, lahat ng amount ng gram, lahat ng grams na try na namin just to see the perfect crema. Na try na namin 15 grams, 16 grams, 17 grams, 18 grams for each coffee beans na we use. Kahit may instructions dito, it depends also on how you stamp it kasi. So grabe, ganun siya. It's very time consuming. But if you think about it, grabe yung natitipid mo. Good crema. Grabe. So yon, this is good. We have another one downstairs kasi nga, ayun, we've been using this kasi we've been loving it at saka napaperfect namin always yung crema nito. We buy this sa grocery. Meron sa Makati Supermarket. That is the store where we buy it. Pubulong na ako. So yun, this is really good. Lalo na pag nagko-coffee, pag nagla-latte art, it's good kasi it makes good crema. Kasi pag naglalatte art ka ata, I don't know, from my experience, hindi ko talaga siya gagawa pag walang crema. So, yun. This is what we use. So, okay. Kunin ko na yung box of beans ko na nakuha. So, these are a few lang kasi yung iba natapon na namin, like, the Toby's coffee, which we bought sa Saturday market. But I don't know if they had they have a online store or something. Once lang namin siya nabili sa Saturday market before the pandemic pa, and it was so good. But then, ayun, we don't go out anymore that much recently, kaya hindi na namin nabibili. Okay. One of the most bougie, expensive brands, pero good naman, na we got our beans from is tama ba to? Sorry, wait. Yardstick. Yardstick. Nakalimutan ka pa. Yardstick coffee. So, the ones we tried are Golden Ticket and Legazpi coffee beans. The Golden Ticket is nakasabi dito familiar and strong. And yung Legazpi is punchy and versatile. Versatile. Okay. Sorry. Ayun. They are Arabica coffee beans. They're good. They're a bit pricey, but they're good. Since we're going with the bougie ones, ito, isa pang brand na very pricey but super good is from EDSA. We tried their Milky Way, their Purple Haze, and their Dark Matter Theory or DMT. From what I remember, ang super nagustuhan ko is the Dark Matter, which is it tastes like cherry, salted caramel, dark chocolate as espresso. For me, I like fruity espresso. Yun. Yung Purple Haze, which I also love, is chocolate coated blueberry. Ayun yung taste niya. And for Milky Way, it's more of sweet on the sweet side kesa sa fruity side. It tastes like cereal with milk, chocolate as espresso with milk. So if you want fruity, I recommend Purple Haze and Dark Matter Theory from EDSA. But if you want a bit sweeter, Milky Way, Milky Way. Ayun. They are from EDSA. They're on Instagram, I believe. The next one is from Gourmet. I'm so sorry, I don't know how to pronounce this shit. But Gourmet Farms. We bought Atok. Actually, yung dalawa dito is Atok. They are from Benguet. You know what? Baguio coffee beans. We tried them na before. But I remember yung binili namin before is for our French press. So, pinagrind na namin siya. But I actually haven't tried Baguio beans from Baguio talaga ng whole beans. Pero, eto nakasabi dito, Atok from Benguet, Luzon. So, yun. This is sweet with hints of orange, which I like, medyo sour. Yun. Very fruity. Ayun nga talaga mga gusto ko. Fruity espresso. Taste fruity pag espresso. Ayun. And another one from this brand is Costa Rica. We have a lot of Costa Rica, but then from Blue Notes. So this is Costa Rica. It's called El Jaguar, and the taste notes of it is honey, berries, and prune. So yon, this is from Los Santos Tarazu. Where is that? But ayon, masarap siya. Actually we got this on sale kasi that's why we bought the Costa Rica. But if you buy from this brand, the Gourmet Farms, we always get the Atok because it's really good. The next one, we only tried it once, but it's good. It's good. Bose Coffee. Oh my God, may bean, may isang bean pa dito. Bose Coffee. It's espresso blend, so it's really good for espresso. I remember lahat ng nagagawa kong goes has good crema also. Wait, where's the taste of it? Hold on, hold on. I can't see the taste. Hold on. But it's Arabica and Robusta coffee. Bakit hindi ko makita yung taste, ha? Ayun, it's here pala. Intense yet well-balanced with a nutty tone. So yun, may mga coffee beans din kami na more on the nutty side. Pero ayun nga, like what I said earlier, paulit-ulit lang ako dito, mas gusto ko fruity. We also have, wala siyang brand name, but if you go to Makati Supermarket, nasa entrance siya mismo, katapat ng bakery. Wala siyang brand name, but the one we always get is Guatemala Whole Beans. I love Guatemala beans also. They're so good. With this lang, it's a bit hard to make good crema. Ayun. This one, we have this. Bigay, not bigay. Parang na-barter lang namin to from our village. Is Agoncillo. Cafeteria, yung brand niya, I believe. It's from Kalinga province. It's on the nutty aroma din siya. Okay. And the last that I have here, suki kami dito, Blue Notes coffee. Some of this bigay as a gift. Meron pa ata kami sa baba. But we try a lot. They have a lot of beans. Pero the ones we always get is Costa Rica. But we tried a lot na. So we have here Costa Rica. Let me check if my taste siya dito. Oh yeah, also what I love about Blue Notes is may mga brewing method siya. So if you use drip coffee, may mga amounts of gram, may mga grams na nakasabi dito for drip, for espresso, for French press, or for pour over. So yeah, I love Blue Notes. Eto, wait. Walang nakasabing taste. But this is good. Costa Rica is good. We tried the... what is this? Guys, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. So just correct me if I'm wrong. It's Kalosi Toraja Indonesia. So what is this? This is Arabica coffee. Yeah, I think puro Arabica lahat ng Blue Notes. Yeah. Tignan nyo na lang. Ganyan siya. Sorry. The next one is the Oh yeah, we tried a decaf beans from them. Ito yung very first decaf beans na try namin from Blue Notes, which is really good, and yes, it is decaf. So if you want coffee after 4 p.m., we nagdi-decaf kami. This is Colombia decaf. We also tried their Benguet. These are all Arabica coffee, guys. So yun. We tried their Colombia Supremo. I don't know what's... Oh yeah, the Colombia Supremo, it's like the decaf. It tastes like the decaf, but then it's not decaf. So iba yung Colombia Supremo sa Colombia decaf. I mean, the decaf is decaf. Okay, sorry. And this one is Uganda Uganda. Yon. So yon, we actually have drip coffee na hindi pa namin nabubuksan or natatry. Eh, nabuksan na namin pero we haven't tried it yet. Because we don't have stuff for that. We don't know how to use a drip coffee. Oh, we also have this. It's Robusta, and it's 80% Robusta and 20% Arabica. What is it? Parang nag-barter lang din namin to eh. I don't know what is it. I also forgot how it tastes like. We also had a few beans from Starbucks. Hold on. I don't have it right now. We probably threw it away na. Pero I remember posting about it. And, kasi before sa spam ko, nagre-review ako ng coffee beans. Hold on. So, it's probably here. Hold on. Okay. Oh, yeah. We also bought from Cafe Delipa. We had parang a field trip there. So, we bought from them. When we bought from them, naka-French press pa kami. So, pinag-grind na namin siya. So, it was ground coffee when we bought it. So, from Cafe Delipa, we got the Colombia Arabica, which I rated a 7.5 over 10. Wait, okay. I'll just read what I put sa review ko. This is the second time I bought from their shop. The first one was their house blend, which was good. I remember that one was good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was good. Yung nabili namin, wala akong review dito. Pero, from Cafe Delipa also, but it's their house blend. It was so much better. I think I only tried this thrice. Not really my everyday coffee, but it's good naman. I prefer this with ice lang though, without milk or anything. Ayun, pero French press ko to na try. It tastes medyo bitter, pero not super naman. Wala namang coffee siya. So, yun. Okay, so the next one is from Starbucks. So, this is Colombia. And it's juicy and nutty. And it's the medium roast. It's Arabica coffee. Super love this especially because I love medium roast. By the way, yung mga nire-review ko ngayon, yung mga sasabi ko ngayon, for French press siya. Yun. For French press. So, it's juicy and nutty. My two faves in coffee. That was before. Now, it's fruity, guys. I'm sorry. This is old. I prefer this with milk and ice. It's also kind of sweet. So, medyo no need sugar. Also, when I French press it, the extract of the beans is not that juicy. So, I kind of need to put a lot, which is a boo for me. What? It's kind of obvious, pa ubos na siya. This used to be my everyday coffee when I go to school, but then I decided to just get macchiato in Starbucks, which is very expensive compared to making your own coffee na lang. True naman. I honestly think it's worth it. It's Starbucks, of course. It's expensive, but this is my kind of coffee. I enjoy it. Well, not anymore. We don't buy Starbucks anymore. We try to buy from local brands. Yun. Another Starbucks beans that I tried is French roast, which is dark roast naman. And it's intense and smoky. I rated this a 7 over 10 because I don't like dark roast. Even up to this point, I don't like dark roast. I like mga medium roast. So, etong French roast ng Starbucks, sabi ko dito, I actually prefer medium roast. So, this is a lot stronger than I would like. But it's okay naman. I barely drink this only when I really need to stay awake. By the way, I brought this... TMI. By the way, I brought this and my French press in camp. Okay, there's... It's not that good with milk, so when I use this, basically, black coffee lang and ice. Kasi nga, it's super strong, so it's perfect for black coffee. It's... Ayun nga. Smells very strong also. So, meron ako isa dito. It's from the brand Hello Barista. Parang sa BF ata sila based. They have a store there. And we got the barista blend coffee beans. And very sulit to ha. It's very cheap lang. It's so good. So, yung tasting notes. Whatever. Dark chocolate, nuts, and s'mores. It's best for espresso, French press, mocha pot, a brick, and aeropress. But yeah, again, I use this for French press. Okay. Okay, so apparently they sent us whole beans and they only have French press, which means I always get ground coffee, so I just mortar and pestle it. Oh my God, I was so stupid before. Bakit siya mo? Sana binlend ko na lang. Oh my God, okay. I forgot I did that. OMG, this tastes so good. Like, I personally don't put sugar on my coffee since I put milk. Sorry, that's the car. Okay, again. OMG, this tastes so good. Like, I personally don't put sugar on my coffee, in my coffee, since I put milk. But if you put sugar on yours, sis, you don't need to add sugar when you press this. It's very good and I love the note on it. I also put here. So I ground about 2 tablespoons of beans and I reused it 3 times and it still tastes good and the extract from the beans is still juicy. It's also worth it, price-wise. It was 4.80 for 200 grams. It's not that expensive compared to Starbucks and others, but it's so good. Very sulit since I reuse mine. Grabe, very worth it for the price. I rated this a 9 over 10. Actually, I rated it 9.999 over 10. Ooh, I wanna try it with whole beans and then we grind it na lang using our machine and I'll make espresso. Ooh, I should try this. This used to be my everyday coffee then. Ayun. Again, I mentioned this kanina. Ayun nga, I soak it overnight in the ref, then press it the next morning. Ayun. Those are the beans na na-try ko. For sure, ang dami ko pang na-try, pero wala na ata. Natapon na. So, yun. If you guys don't know, I really love coffee and I appreciate good coffee. I know what good coffee is and bad coffee is. But even so, yon. If you love coffee, I prefer even the pinaka cheapest coffee machine that you can buy, kahit walang frother or walang grinder, magblend ka na lang. Pero the grinder is good, kasi freshly ground beans are the best. So, ayun. If you love coffee, and example, you buy coffee outside Starbucks or Dunkin' or Krispy Kreme or somewhere, I don't know, saan pa ba, each. It's good that you support them, but then if you really drink it every day, it can get really pricey. Especially, I got my money for coffee from my allowance. So I was a student. Well, I'm still a student. So grabe yung money that goes into coffee. So okay talaga na nabudol namin yung mom namin to buying us a machine kasi grabe yung sulit. Sulit na sulit and grabe yung tipid namin. Right now, I am working on my coffee art. Oh, I'm coffee art. Latte art. I expect to be very good at it in 3 months. So, no pressure, self. No pressure. Pero yun, I'm working on it. What else? Ano pa ba yung nasa notes ko dito? Ayun lang. I love coffee. It makes me awake. Pero there are times na I palpitate, especially when I'm anxious. That's why if I know, example, if I have a meeting or if I have an interview and I get very anxious, I don't drink coffee because I will shake talaga. That happened to me a couple of times, at least 10 times in my life, na I drink coffee when I'm very anxious and then I just shake. So yon. That's my tip for you guys. Recently, I already know what will happen, so I avoid coffee when I'm anxious. So yon. What else? Oh yeah, kwento. One time, I drank Starbucks coffee. It was caramel macchiato. Early in the morning without having breakfast. Grabe. Tapos that day pa naman, parang we had an orientation for my org. Tapos that morning and afternoon and the night we had a party, parang a gathering. Not really a party, a gathering, a dinner, a dinner. And I remember I was just so sick. Not sick naman, like fever sick, but my tummy was aching. I couldn't eat because it hurt so bad. I couldn't move properly. I was sick, as in sick talaga, but not like colds or fever or like that. Just sick. I was so down. Grabe. So, ayun. Do not drink coffee without eating. Grabe, that taught me a lesson. Kasi I had to leave that orientation because I wasn't feeling well talaga. My tummy hurt. After that, I tried to eat a lot just so my stomach has something in it. Pero grabe, ang sakit talaga even until the party. I had to go to the party because I remember it was a pep gathering and I was a captain. So I couldn't miss that. I had to go to that. Kinot off ko lang yung orientation ko so I can rest. I remember I slept through the afternoon so I wouldn't feel the pain. Grabe that experience. After that, I never ever drank coffee without eating first. Well, that's as of me. I don't know if other people actually drink coffee without eating. But then if you do and that didn't happen to you, good for you. Pero ayun, that's my experience. That's it for today's episode. I'm super sorry. Sobrang gulo ng episode na ito. In my perspective, at least. I'll try to edit it as much as possible. Lalo na yung background sounds. I don't know, but for me, parang may annoying background sound. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'll be on YouTube. My editing skills will be on top because I'm posting on YouTube now. So yun. Thank you guys for watching and listening if ever. I'll be continuing to drink my coffee right now and I will have lunch in a bit. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. Also, if you have any podcast suggestions, pakisabi na lang sa akin kasi medyo mahirap mag-isip. Okay. Ayun. Thank you, guys. See you sa next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye. Mwah. Cheers to the coffee lovers.